Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. And you just brought this up to me. Today, there's a fellow broadcaster named Bob Lacey, a Hall of Famer, who is retiring. Today's his last show. You've probably heard of the Bob and Sherry show. It's a great show. I mean, they did a really nice job. The first time I ever heard of Bob Lacey, I was in college. I was a freshman in college. This is 36 years ago. And I had heard he was really good. And at that time, I was really wanting to concentrate on radio shows. And I could never pick him up where we were, where I grew up. Then I went to college and he was on.
Mm.
And, you know, good show. Bob, at that time, it was the Bob Lacey show. And then it became Bob and Sherry. He never told his age. He never once gave it. Because he was in...
Well, that's not uncommon a lot of times in showbiz.
Pop.
Especially if you're in... You know, work at a station that plays music geared to younger audiences.
Yes, current music. You know what he said when he announced his retirement a couple of weeks ago is he said, you know, people now bring up to me artists like this one, that, whatever. And he's like, I don't know who they are. So it's time for me to retire. And I thought to myself, well, Bob, if that's the litmus test, I should have retired 15 years ago. I mean, yeah, you know, come on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Hold on.
I don't think he knows the difference between a Jelly Roll and a Post Malone. Hey,
thank you. Exactly.
And he doesn't have to.
I said, Bob,
he doesn't have to pretend anymore.
I wish I should have sent him a message and say, Bob, that's not the bar.
Yeah.
You can keep going. We all have, you know.
Now, what I like is you won't know the name of a song until for some reason we play it. And then you go, they played that in my gym.
I love that song. I hear it. I don't
know
that
in my gym.
I rarely know the name of it, and I never know the artist. Never. Like the Jelly Roll. So I didn't know it was Jelly Roll until a year after he got famous. We would be sitting in meetings, and Littlest Patriot, our boss, will say to me, you know Jelly Roll. And I'll say, no. You don't know Jelly Roll? No. You haven't heard of Jelly Roll? No.
Then he always about falls out of his chair.
Like, what am I paying this guy for?
Yeah,
Jelly Roll is.
But all along, you had heard, you were familiar with the man's work. You just didn't know who it was.
I just didn't know that it was Jelly Roll. Exactly. This was Theo Vaughn's impression of Jelly Roll. We just heard him doing his Hollywood Nights. This is fantastic.
Jelly Roll, every time he wins an award, he gets up there and he's like, I just want to think right now there's somebody who's stuck under a bridge. There's somebody out there who's got a size 11 foot in a size 8 tennis shoe. I want to say you can live your dream. Every time Jelly gets an award, man, he's so full of feelings, bro. He gets up there and he's just like, I want to tell you that I was a maitre d' at a macaroni grill. And now I'm a Grammy Award winning artist.
That's fact. That's what Bob Lacey should say today on his final words on the air.
Yeah.
I used to be a maitre d'. I told you.
How many radio guys know it's their last show? I mean, tip your cap.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go out on your terms.
That is fantastic.
Good
Congratulations.
Job. Very few. Very few. You used to work with a guy who I liked very much, and we worked in the same building together 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I came walking in one day, handed him the newspaper, as I often did.
Yep.
And he said, today's my last day. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you retiring? It was a Friday.
Yeah.
He goes, no, they're firing me after the show.
Uh-huh.
I said, no.
No, not you.
He was a legend.
Yeah.
He was a legendary. And he's like, no, they're firing me today. It was, you know what? It was a Monday.
It was a Monday.
Because they said to him on Friday, this is how savvy he was. He was an old vet now. He had been in it a while. I was new and green. And they had said to him on Friday, hey, can we have a few minutes with you right after the morning show? And so he knew right there, oh, they're giving me my walking papers.
Because he'd been let go of other stations.
But
he knew the drill.
But his son or daughter had something at school. So he's like, well, I have to leave right after. Can we do it Monday? And they said, yes. And so he knew all weekend that was coming. And that's a bad feeling. But I still didn't believe it.
I didn't either.
I said, no way.
I was with him in the room.
They were co-hosts. I didn't believe it.
Until the owner of the company walked through the front door and shook his hand.
Yeah.
I thought,
Look at this.
My life is changing today.
That's a terrible feeling. But Bob Lacey went out on his own terms.
Yeah.
That's right. And not that big a percentage get to in this business. You know,
it is a fact.
You're shown the door. I had our dear colleague Dave, you know, 6 months ago today was let go. I mean, that was 6 months ago today. And I don't know if it was because of that or not, but, you know, Dave used to come in about this time. You know, he would start an hour later than us. And, I had a dream last night. Normally, I don't talk about dreams, but I remember this one very clearly. And I had a dream last night that we were doing this show today. And at 7 o'clock Eastern, he just walked in like nothing had happened. And I was like, Dave.
What are you doing here?
I puckered up. I was like, Dave, I don't think you're supposed to be here. And he's like, it's all right. And he just sat there and we just did it like usual. And I was like, Dave.
And let me say this. I know this about you. That's exactly how it would go too, because you'd be terrified.
I would. I'd be like, I love you, but I'm not sure we can.
I don't know if you're here.
I can't ask you to leave, but you can't be here. Yeah. You're paralyzed.
It'd be like, what am I supposed to? It was such an awkward dream.
Now, I've seen this movie. Normally, there's a pistol shaking in one hand when these things play out. I don't know if that was part of your dream.
No, I couldn't believe it. And we just did it. And I was like, are you going to do the weather? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do the weather. And I was like, I don't know, Dave. I just don't know.
I've had to do it since you left. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't do it as good as you.
I know.
Yeah. I don't. I think I had that dream because I knew it was his six-month anniversary of his being let go, and I hate it. And secondly, it was Alan Alda's birthday a couple of days ago, and I know how much he loves Alan Alda.
Yeah,
and
he so did.
I've been thinking about Dave here lately. He does. And, boy, he walked in that dream, and I just my eyes got really big, and I said to Biggie, get him out of here.
What?
You've got to get him out of here. How will this work for you, Biggie? I could see you staying at this hotel. It's in Las Vegas. The next time you go to Vegas, they are building something called Autonomous, and it's the first of its kind AI-powered hotel. There will be employees there, but everything is automated. I mean, everything, apparently.
Like what? How do you check in, get to your room?
Well, you finish your booking at a kiosk. Then they start the onboarding process for you, and they ask you questions, a human, or through a digital screen about what you want your experience to be. AI will do.
How many hookers would you like?
Well, that's Vegas. I guess give me two.
Through your avatar, they will deliver.
Do you have racial preferences?
Well,
you like them thick.
I mean, Asian, I guess.
Can I get a thick Asian and I don't know.
If I'm living.
Skinny white.
They will ask you everything from how you like your coffee, what kind of food you like, tea, what time do you want your blinds raised, if you do or if you don't, all of these things. Each room is powered by AI, personalized to anyone who stays there, from digital check-in to an e-butler to your own avatar, customized to make you feel right at home the entire time.
Would you like your shower to run all night?
Yeah.
Because it will.
Now, who's going to bring me room service? Will it be a little robot?
Now, that's a good question. I did not say that. It's opening. It's starting to take bookings now.
Huh.
It will open in the summer of this year. And they boast the largest rooms in Las Vegas, 856 square feet per room.
Just for basic rooms?
That's a big room.
That is a really big room.
That's sort of their claim to fame. And it has the most interconnected rooms in Las Vegas. So you'll be able to just you don't even have to interact with a human. They will have some there to help you. And you can turn all of that off if you want to and do it the old fashioned way.
Yeah. Mm. Well, a lot of places, hotels now will say, hey, check in before you get here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to stop at the front desk.
Right.
We'll give you you'll send a key to your phone. Let me tell you what never works, any of that.
The key to your phone?
Yeah, because you end up showing up and it's like, no, hey, I know you're here, but you still got to come by the front desk. We got to give you a key.
Yeah, something.
We need to see your credit card and your ID.
In our experience, limited experience, because we have one or two like hotel apps.
Yes.
And the digital key on the phone never works. Has never worked for us.
No.
Well, you know this will be one of those. I mean,
without a doubt. That's why I don't know if I trust it yet.
Probably not, honestly. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of treatment you get there and how easy they make. 550 rooms in Las Vegas. The Autonomous opening this summer.